So, can you guys introduce yourselves?
We are the Max. I'm Tommy, Tommy Mac of the Max.
I'm Riley.
Jerome.
And Jake.
What do you all do in the band?
I, Tommy, and the singer and the guitarist, and used to be the predominant songwriter, but now it's kind of changed a bit more.
I play lead guitar,
play the drums,
and I play the bass guitar.
And you've recently had a new drummer, so how is he finding that?
I think he's going alright. You're going alright, Jamal? Yeah, liking us, still liking it. Might leave in a couple of months, but it's alright.
And how long have you been formed as a band together?
About nearly a year and a half now. Yeah, nearly a year and a half.
Right.
We started in when? April last year, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, about, yeah. Yeah, because remember we got together as just a little jam thing and a casual thing. Then I showed Walsh a couple of the songs and thought, yeah, let's keep this going then. And then I think a week after that we got our first gig, after the first jam.
Yeah,
it was all very quick.
Yeah.
How did you know that you liked each other's styles of playing?
Well, to be fair, we all knew each other mutually first. Obviously, Riley and Jake have played together for years. But I never really played with them. I just knew we saw them live and that. I don't know, we just kind of clicked, really. I mean, I can't really explain it. We just kind of clicked.
It's through the rock school.
Yeah. We used to do this lesson called the rock school. So we was all kind of taught to just be able to play at randoms anyway, just because people would join and leave. The way the lessons worked was that you'd all practice in the same session, and at the end of the session, you'd all play a song together. So It was kind of, we kind of used to play with different people, but yeah, I think we all really clicked, really.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah.
And how come you've got this particular style of music, the indie sort of style?
I think it's more Tom's voice, because Tom's voice is a really gritty voice, and it works really well with that kind of genre.
I think I can say for all of us, I think we've all grown up around that kind of stuff. I think you have Jamal's, aren't you?
Yeah.
So all kind of it's that stuff. Like I think one of my first albums was the AM album was 10 years old.
Oh, I love that Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Have you ever seen them live?
I did actually. I saw them like a couple of weeks ago at the Emirates Stadium. I was a bit jeebies, to be fair, because I saw them at Reading last year and they weren't that great at all.
That's what everybody said about Reading. This guy I saw, he said he'd been to see them. I'd never seen them before, and he was like, they're really bad. So it kind of put me off. But then I saw them at Emirates as well.
And they're
really good.
Yeah, because Reading, there was no passion behind it, really. Don't mean to slag your fart, Marky.
We might edit. It's all good.
Probably more the Reading crowd.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah, exactly.
It is weird.
Yeah. Have you guys been to a lot of festivals then, previously?
Yeah, a few.
Have you ever played at one?
Yeah, we played at some small ones. I think one really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, me and Riley in our old band, we played Victorious 3 years in a row. We haven't played any big ones as of that yet.
Yeah, so. I think a couple of weeks ago we played that Rag City Festival. That was put on by bands. It was in a random farmer's field. I think they just got permission from the farmer and and all the stages were like DIY, handmade and all that. It was quite cool, yeah.
That is awesome. That's probably how Glastonbury started
in the first place. Yeah, back in the 70s, yeah. It was quite cool, actually. It was a cool vibe about it. So,
what's your pre-show sort of thing that you do, your routine?
No, I think we quite need to hype each other up, don't we? Let's have it. I mean, the car and out of the way out there.
Think of the set list.
Yeah, usually think of the set list an hour before we go on, right there.
And then we still forget.
Yeah, still forget and turn around to Jamal and say, what's next song?
Do you ever get nervous before you go on stage?
It depends, really, where we're playing. So, we've been playing for a year and we played at the Golden Touch Festival in Portsmouth.
That was our biggest gig
so far. Before that, we were all a bit scared, a bit nervous to go on stage, but it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I get nervous before most gigs, but then before I go, I try and turn the nerves into excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But I get nervous, but obviously the excitement feel and the nervous feel, you get the same feeling in your stomach, because I try and trick my brain to think, let's get excited about it.
Exactly.
Also, I find it weird, I don't know if you boys feel the same, but when there's a show with no people there, I get more nervous, because I feel a bit embarrassed that I'm trying to put on a show to no one, whereas if there's more people there, kind of makes you feel more comfortable because people are there to see us. So I think, people actually want to watch us, but there's no one there. Well, yeah, no, it's weird. It shouldn't be like that, because if there's no one there, it should be all right. But
I feel like every musician has that point where there's been gigs where there's been nobody there and then there's been loads of people there when you're just starting out, especially.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for anybody starting out?
I'd say just, what is it? So we had a gig in London. There was about 3 people in the room.
Yeah.
But you've got to remember that out of them 3 people, there could be a massive manager or a big promoter that could see you.
Yeah, you never know.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be there. at all.
So yeah, never miss a gig opportunity.
Yeah, take every single one. Unless you absolutely can't, but.
What's the favourite gig that you've ever done?
Our headline. So yeah, we've only ever done one headline. It was a hometown one, obviously. Mm-hmm. It was in the Edge of the Wedge, which is next door to the Wedge of Drums in Portsmouth. Heard of it. We headlined that. We sold it out, 100 tickets. It's not a big thing, but for us, a year together.
It wasn't even a year in, was it?
No, not even that, yeah. But yeah, it just went off. It was so good.
And having people sing our songs back to us and that.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, I feel like a proper rock star at that point. Yeah, it was always good to see it.
That's the big moment.
Yeah.
And what gigs have you guys been to that you really, like, inspired you?
Ooh, who wants to go first? I've got one.
I will. Well then. So Muse on their tour, that was
really
the best experience
really?
For a gig I've ever had. It was genuinely insane.
Really?
Yeah, the whole show they put on, lights, everything. It was
oh,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, it was something different, to be fair.
You got any?
Blur, that's it, really. Blur, so good, yeah.
Just blur. Full stop. But you already got
any? Royal Blood of Victoria's Sword. Really are. They were amazing, popped off.
I think my biggest inspiration was seeing Foo Fighters at Glastonbury.
When did you see that?
Like 2016, I was like 12 years old. I was actually on Lab Bible because my dad surprised me with tickets to me at school. I didn't know, so that's a whole different story. But I went there and they came on because I wasn't really into music at that point. So obviously I was playing my drums and that, but I thought this is a hobby. And I was watching like Dave Grohl and that, and I thought that's going to be me. I was on my dad's shoulders and all the lights behind me on that.
That's awesome.
So that's where it kind of clicked, and that's where I started writing the songs and that.
Yeah, what was the Slab Bible story as well? I'm just interested.
Yeah, no, so I remember it was like a Friday and my mum said, you've got the dentist today, the orthodontist, I've got my braces. I was like, oh, it's sweet, because she looked day out of school. And my dad's picked me up, I didn't know my dad's. We started driving, I still had no clue, and he's got his phone out and started recording. I was like, what are you recording for? And he was calling me saying, get that out of the glove box and put out a Glastonbury ticket. I was like, what, where are you going? He was like, we're going to Glastonbury. I was like, what? Started crying and all that. Yeah, I was a little 12-year-old me, my school uniform and all that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's so good. It's good of your dad to have done that.
Yeah, of course.
Do your parents all play music as well?
My dad does a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. He used to be a little cover band and all that. My mum used to sing when she was younger.
Right.
My granddad does it. Does yours know? No. I mean, they're all into music, aren't they?
My dad's owned an acoustic guitar for ages, so we've always had guitars lying around the house, but it was nothing special. But it's good because I've got loads of acoustics lying around that I just pick them up.
Yeah, fair play. Have you got any Jamal or not?
Only my uncle.
Oh, of course, So Jamal's uncle, we've got a gig tomorrow, or Friday, at the Wedge of Drums. Main stage, big thing for us again.
Awesome.
But, we've got the gig through Jamal's uncle because they're headlining. So in the band.
It's all about the connections.
Yeah.
Jamal's been in the band for like 3 weeks, come back and he's like, yeah, we've got a gig. I'm like, oh, nice one. And he's like, yeah. And we're like,
yeah, oh, you'll stay with us, boy.
You stay here.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
And how do you guys write songs?
Well, sometimes it's as a band collectively. So, like someone will go, like Jake might go, I've got a bass line, or Riley's go, I've got a little riff. But I think most of the time, I'd have some lyrics and guitar chords because I usually sit on my acoustic guitar, play some chords, then we come up with the melody and the lyrics, and then I bring it to the boys and we expand it from there. But now it's changed a bit, hasn't it? It's all of us.
Yeah, I've got to say, Tommy is one of the best songwriters I've seen in a short amount of time. Like me and the boys will just make a riff up, then a drum beat will come
he'll
in.
He'll come back. Like,
and then, yeah,
20 minutes
we're like playing it, like figuring out what to do, all stops and starts and that. And then by the time we've done that, Tommy's got like 3 verses and a chorus.
I've got some lyrics, but never, let's keep playing,
Thought we'd come back to it next week, but now we finished the song in a session, pretty much.
Yeah, just because I'll write, anything I've got an idea, it'll just pop up my head, and I'll just write something down. It might be a verse, and I'll write the chorus somewhere, and sometimes I'll merge the songs, so I might have a verse somewhere, my notes, and then a couple of weeks later, I'll have a chorus, and I'll bring them both together. It might not mean nothing, but...
Yeah, that's awesome though that you manage to do that. It's hard to write a song.
Oh, it is. I went for a big period like last year. I just couldn't write nothing. Mm-hmm. Couldn't write nothing. Come back obviously, but
exactly.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah,
it's one of those things. And how did you guys find the COVID pandemic? Did you know each other in that period of time or anything like that? Do any sort of touring?
Not as the band, no.
No.
I mean, you boys were going all about the other one, yeah? Because obviously...
We had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was no
COVID was a big grace period.
Yeah.
Grace period.
Grace period.
Yeah.
It was Nothing.
Yeah.
No gigs, no.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Let's move on from that. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, kill the mood.
I know, exactly. Woo. And what's the favourite song that you guys have written?
Ooh. Go one by one.
Go
on,
go
then. Tommy, you go first.
Oh, no, you go first. I need to think.
You need to think.
Yeah, yeah.
So my favourite one to listen to on Spotify is probably Forgetting My Own Name. Yeah, it's just heavy. But the favourite one playing live, one that we have called Back To You, which we're going to be releasing next year. It's so fun to play. Tommy hates singing it.
Are we releasing that next year?
Yeah, we are, mate. I'm excited. But yeah, it's so fun to play on bass and drums. From drums are similar.
Yeah, that one, like
Helter
Skelter,
I mean,
it's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Favourite one to play, for me, Helter Skelter, definitely.
Well, favourite one to listen to, or?
Favourite one to listen to?
Yeah.
Probably USA.
Yeah.
I do love listening to USA.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, my favourite is playing USA. I think it's a big intro, and then we've got some like, cool soloists, like, a weird little stop, goes and back in. Yeah. I don't know, you've got to hear it like live, but yeah, it's really fun to play.
Yeah, I definitely want to see you guys live at some point when you're touring, just to see what you're like in that sort of environment.
Yeah, yeah, we are very good.
What's a big crowd pleaser?
Miss Noah.
Yeah, Miss Noah was our first single, our most popular one on Spotify.
Dreams.
Yeah. Little.
Recently.
Yeah. That's definitely our most popular one, just because it's got that catchy, maybe missed an hour, but it doesn't really know much at all. That bit there.
That's the one that reminds me of the Kooks, like, so much.
Oh, really?
Really, a lot.
We get called Holiday quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but it's pretty much the different key, and a bit of a different rhythm, but it's the same chords as Holiday in the verse.
Yeah.
On Green Day.
Kind of. Which song?
The bow down, 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 down. On Holiday, that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one.
You actually know what he's going,
I do, I think. yeah, awesome. And do you guys have anything that you want to add?
In terms of what?
Just what's going on with you, anything social media-wise, anything to plug?
Just going to say follow the Max on TikTok.
Instagram. Yeah, socials aren't the Max, it's not the Max, because we're funny and cool like that. On Instagram and TikTok, it's not the Max, we are the Max.
Why have you made it not the Max? Were you just like...
The Max was taken.
Yeah, I don't know, but actually it got thrown back on our faces at that festival we played, that Rag City one. On the lineup, they actually said not the Max. We said, no, we are the Max. Look, I had to explain it, it's called the Max, not the Max.
I actually love that, that's really cool.
That was funny.
And you guys are active on social media, aren't you? TikTok and all of that.
What are
your videos like?
Our TikTok ones are quite more fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
More fun, there's like random stuff. Our Instagram, we kind of treat as our website, really.
Because
I think Instagram's the one that's taken seriously and that. You get all the gig announcements on our Instagram, put the link in bio, the link tree and that. But our TikTok's fun though. So we try to do a live stream every week on TikTok, as we are now. Hello.
Slacking.
Yeah, we've been slacking at the moment, but it's going to ramp back up again. Usually every Tuesdays or Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
we get quite a good social following on that, really.
Awesome.
Instagram is definitely the most important.
Because
you could have like 10,000 followers on TikTok and not have one of them show up to
Yeah, TikTok's so easy to get.
You just swipe, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
It's addictive.
Oh, it is so addictive, yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.